Sean, you've been involved in this club for a long time and you've occupied many positions over those years. Would you like to tell us how long you've been in the club and what positions you've held, obviously now as a president for the last 4 years? Is a major honour.
Yes, it's a great honour to be president of the club. I've been 18 years involved in the club in some capacity, many chairman, vice chairman, chairman, and now president and coach as well, doing coaching. It's a great honour to be president of Letterkenny Rugby Club, and especially on the 50th anniversary. There's a few people I would like to thank who were there before me, especially Dennis Faulkner. Dennis done a mountain of work for this club. He took it to a different level, and with the help of Letterkenny Gaels, which is a good partner with us down here in the Glebe, we have a joint facility, and it's worked a fantastic partnership we have down here. Our mini structure, we're actually four clubs in the one club, where we have minis, we have youths, we have ladies, and we have seniors. And now our seniors are in Division 2. We have a very good coaching structure, physio. We've got out two teams now, development squad and our first senior team. And it's just a great honour to be here today for this fabulous occasion of the 50th anniversary.
Well, I mean, in those 17 or 18 years you've been here, Sean, there's been a tremendous difference. I mean, I remember being up here when you played in the field up just beside the main grounds here and all, and when this was happening. And of course, they were ready to talk to Boyd Robinson about it. But I mean, for to have the All Blacks coming here to open
that was a great honour, fantastic honour. And we're actually the only club in the world that got permission and dispensation for wearing the silver fern on our jerseys. BG Williams came over to open the clubhouse, which was a great honour. And every year, I was to my surprise, there's about at least 50 to 60 people make a pilgrimage to Dave Geller Park in Letterkenny, because I've been down here doing the grounds committee as well, and you do see them. And I just, you come all the way, the fly into London, into Belfast, and down to our club to look at this pitch and facilities in Dave Geller's home place. He's probably the Pelly of rugby. Dave Geller, he was the first captain of the original All Blacks.
Yeah, because
boys,
sorry, they can cut that out. The thing is too, Sean, that I mean, that particular day, but I mean, as you say, what it's meant, and I mean, the number of people that I would talk to and they would say, what was it about? The story was fantastic, because I got the book, and when Brian Williams was over, the author did a book on it, and he had it there this time. And I mean, to find out exactly what he achieved. Sadly, unfortunately, he lost his life in the First World War, as did, I think it was 7 or 8 of the All Blacks that played along with him at that particular time. But I mean, it's a great thing to have for your club, and I'm sure Letterkenny and Remelton have benefited greatly from it.
It certainly has. Drew and Christine now live in the house as a bed and breakfast, and quite a few people, even 2 months ago, we had 4 dignitaries over from the All Blacks, and they stayed in the house and they couldn't believe it. There's actually sign writing that Dave himself, it's upstairs the third floor, scratch his name in on the plasterwork. Mm-hmm. And that was due to the modernisation of the building. They've come across these names, the Gallagher name, which is fantastic to see that Dave Gallagher, that he did that before he went off to New Zealand.
Well, do you think that the fact that the grounds were called the Dave Gallagher grounds, you had the All Blacks coming here to open the ground, that in the community and the wider community must have instilled a lot of confidence, and a lot more maybe young people would have been more interested now to maybe play rugby because of the history of all that?
Yes, there is. There's a lot of people. Well, rugby now is a changed game. It's the discipline. A lot of people like the discipline in the rugby. It brings young people to be up at 9 o'clock, be down here for 9:30 on the winter sport. And it's just the friends they make. I have 2 sons playing, and they're fantastic friends I've made out of rugby, which is, I think it's a great thing for them to have all different from Milford right over to Balbuffet to Lifford. Fantastic, right up to Glentis, Ardra area, and up to Fannett, which is a great, takes in a lot of people, and the parents come down here with them on a Saturday to play, and on a Tuesday and Wednesday or Thursday night as well.
Well, I know that this Sunday morning with the minis and all, I mean, the number of people here is quite amazing. What you're saying. Well, tell me, Sean, just finally, what would you see as something for you and your committee to plan for the future? I mean, what has happened is absolutely fantastic, but I know that Letterkenny people don't like standing still and they'll be wanting to move forward. Have you anything in the pipeline, or is there things that you're thinking about?
Yeah, there is. Probably to get another pitch, an all-weather pitch due to weather. It's a big one for us, you know. But it's just finance. It's cost a small fortune. We've got to try and purchase maybe another field for training, because our two main pitches get hammered over the winter, you know. But look, we use the community centre. They are out. There's plenty of places in it, but they're booked up as well. You know, everybody wants to be there October, November, December, and January, so it's kind of clogged up. But there is a forward committee, forward-thinking committee. We've just got a new lift installed. And to me, I would like to call this a rugby club, but a community hub as well, or a community centre. Rugby, Gaelic. We let Letterkenny Athletics Club do their cross-country here. We have Drama Society. Even karate come in here now. So it's great to see all these people being introduced while they're in here doing their sports, looking out and seeing rugby being played, and they say, I might give that a go.
Well, I mean, generally speaking, I mean, that is fantastic, because I think sometimes there's rugby clubs really are very parochial, in the sense that you just have the members and there's nothing else. And I think that all rugby clubs and all sports clubs generally, you need the community being part of it, and you like the people know they can come to the place or come on Saturday and all. Whereas I know myself that in some of the senior clubs, there's very few people go on a Saturday, because nowadays there's too much on television. But it's great to hear that you have this involvement with the community. And Sean, could I congratulate congratulate you and the club on your 50 years. As I say, I've been around long enough to see a fair bit of it, and I mean, it's absolutely fantastic when you look out here today to think what it was like 35 years ago. Once again, many congratulations, and thank you very much.